producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. There are a couple of window washers who are dangling off the scaffolding at, I think it's 2 World Trade Center. Hopefully they get them down.
Oh, boy.
That scares the living daylights out of them. I had window washers here yesterday, and I don't even watch them. And they lean over. I mean, it just scares the living daylights out of me. Not very windy here today, but still, hopefully they'll be okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How am I going to help?
Well, I have a daughter. She's my oldest. I have 2. I'm a single mom, Alicia. She'll be 15 in January, early January. She's been talking now for quite a few months about wanting a belly piercing, mm-hmm. of which I am vehemently opposed to. And
why does she want it, and why are you opposed?
I'm opposed to it, and I the only reason I am opposed to it is I think there's a safety issue involved with it. I just doesn't, I'm not really familiar with it. I know a few girls that have had this done, but
the ring near her belly button.
Yes, it to get that piercing right there at the belly button. And I guess I just have that old school way of thinking that, you know, you don't do this. This is just not something you do. It's not safe.
When you say not safe,
character. Infections, getting just her pulling it on clothes, putting on belts. I don't know. I just don't know enough about it.
Certainly one of the ways of finding out a little bit more about it is, you know, it's one of the few ways that the internet can be very helpful. But
yes.
Do you have your ears pierced?
I do. I have my ears pierced. She's got her ears pierced. She's got 3, but not on the cartilage, which I was opposed to that also. So, and again, maybe I just don't know if I'm having dinosaur thinking on this topic.
Well, I think I think you're having mommy thinking, which is, of course, part of the reason that she wants to have the piercing. If you said to her, gee, that's a great idea, why don't we go and get them pierced together, all of a sudden she may be a lot less interested in it, which doesn't necessarily mean you should do that, because if she calls you on it, you're going to end up with a belly piercing. But in theory, I mean, I sort of found out that quite accidentally. My daughter wanted to get a tattoo, and I wasn't sort of quite as wise about it the first time. And I said, "Look," she said, "Will you come with me?" And I said, "No." I said, "If you want it's your body, and if you want to do a tattoo, it's yours to do. But I don't want to make it easy for you to do something I think in the long run you're probably going to regret." And she did get a tattoo. But a couple of years later, I was saying, you know, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. Oh, Mom, you'd hate it. No. So when she'd come to me and said, you know, I'm going to get a tattoo, if I'd said, well, let's get one together, my guess is she probably would not have gotten a tattoo. But
yeah.
The problem is, if she'd said yes, then I'd end up with a tattoo, which I'm not sure I really wanted. But in this particular case, I mean, you can certainly do the research on it, but presumably getting your belly pierces, I mean, skin, and anytime you pierce the skin, you're always prone to infection. But if you're careful about it, presumably no more dangerous than piercing your ear.
She's just hit me with this, and...
Well, but honey, but understand, wait a minute, take a step back from any of the infection or getting caught in the clothes.
Yeah.
How, you know, I mean, think about all the things that you did to make your mother absolutely crazed. I mean, first of all, you're a single mom, and so, you know, she's, and she probably feels that she either is closer to you than she would have ordinarily been, or that she's has more responsibilities. So her sort of pulling away, her need to feel both close to you and separate from you, may be a bit intensified, maybe not, but I mean, you hear that mothers and daughters, and you don't even need to read about it or hear about it, you've been there. Presumably, you had some of the same issues with your mom of, how do I make my mother absolutely crazy? Because I love her and I want her to love me back, but I also need to be my own person. And how do I do that? Well, you know, I date guys that she doesn't like, or, you know, I decide I'm going to make my hair purple, or I'm going to shave my head or grow my hair or wear my clothes too short, or do goth, or, you know, I mean, all the kinds of horrible things that mothers and daughters, or the daughters have been doing to mothers since, well, you didn't have daughters, so I'm not sure exactly how this worked with Adam and Eve, but, and I'm not sure where the boys got wise, but let's just let that go for a while. And understand that very early on that mothers and daughters had these issues about independence.
Okay.
So at this particular moment, what I would do is say, listen, make the argument for me. Let's, you know, you go online and, you know, explain to me why it's not dangerous and how you're going to take care of it and why it makes some sense to you.
I like that.
Because
I haven't done that, and then she's a very bright girl, and
well, and look, she it's not, understand her motives are not necessarily, I mean, surely she, you know, she thinks it's cool and sexy, and her friends are doing it, and
that's right.
And but what it mostly is a way of making your mother crazy, because
if she's been doing it very well,
but I mean, she's going to always know how to make you crazier than you're going to know how to make her. So she'll do something that absolutely makes you crazy, because it's a way for her to begin that kind of lurch toward independence of feeling separate from you. So, which is, it's not a bad thing. It's just an uncomfortable thing. So to make it a little less uncomfortable for both of you, instead of saying, no, that's stupid, or you're going to get infected, or I can't believe you're doing that, or boys are going to think you're a slut, or any of those kinds of things, which I'm sure you said.
Said all of it already.
I know. What you can say to her is, here's the deal. It's your body. But just for the fun of it, of course, it's my body, you can't tell me what to do. But what you can say is, look, here's the deal. Make the argument to me, you know, do the research, because my concerns are that the health issues, you know, the infection.
Yeah.
So make the issue about, you know, why you're doing it, how you're going to do it, how you're going to make sure that it's safe, and how much it's going to cost you. And let's look at it together. And all of a sudden,
she
will or will not do it, but at least you'll feel better about it. She's taking responsibility. You're sort of learning a better way of dealing with your child's inflammatory behavior. And equally importantly, you're also teaching the next kid in line how to deal with you.
Who is only 18 months younger than her. So, and this is all new territory for me. So
I like this
strategy better than my going online and looking it up and finding all of the negative things.
Well, you can do it as well, but you don't have, but let her take the responsibility for it.
Yep.
I mean, and I think that's really the kind of bumper sticker takeaway for this is.
Yeah, I like that.
Look, it is your body. Take responsibility. Make sure that you know what you're doing here. And the best way to know that you know what you're doing is to explain it to somebody else. So explain it to me.
All right. That's good strategy. And when she, you know, this weekend, if that topic comes back up, that's how I'm going
to handle it. Well, you don't even have to wait for it to come back up. You can bring it up. You can go and you can say, well, why not let sleeping dogs lie? And the answer is because she's planning to go and get it done and have it a fait accompli and then say, well, I told you. Which doesn't really teach either of you anything. So I would go back to her and say, you know, I was thinking about this, and it occurred to me I was just being negative. So why don't you, you know, I know you're a smart kid. I'm sure you've researched this. Just share what you found out from me. And whether she has or hasn't found anything, that's going to increase the possibility that she's going to go and find out about something. And then, so, you know, you're making this less an adversarial relationship, and that's her point.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's been.
She's doing that on
purpose.
Down
right away.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really not clear on when is an appropriate age for this. I guess appropriate would be simply legally.
Well, Sherry, the issue isn't the issue. The issue is that you're letting your daughter take responsibility, because she can, I mean, listen, the same way, I don't know if you've got your ears pierced by a registered ear piercer, if there's such a thing, or that, you know, one of your friends held a needle into a flame and then used a potato. I mean, you know, so she can always get it done. That's not the issue. Don't get hung up on the irrelevancies. The relevancies are, you want to do this, you know, you're a smart kid, explain to me what you know about this and share it with me and so I can understand it as well. And the issue is not forbidding or not forbidding. The issue is understanding and taking responsibility.
I love
it. Got it?
I got it, and thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have fun.
you'll
have mother and daughter matching rings. Not likely. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we've got good news and bad news about Rosetta. It has landed. They were supposed to deploy some little holdy things, which didn't deploy, apparently.
Harpoons or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, harpoons, I think is exactly it. And they've lost radio contact, so they're saying tomorrow morning they expect everything back online, and which just proves that, when you're dealing with stuff that's very far away. I mean, one of the reasons that the space program was as expensive and as successful as it was is that there was huge backup. There was huge redundancy.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And my guess is that there's some redundancy in this, but just the budgets have gotten less so. But
maybe the producer just left a mute on or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's never happened.
Yeah.
All right, so I thought with that, so it looks like tomorrow morning is going to be the first time we're likely to get pictures. Wouldn't it be terrible? Oh. If it went all this way and landed and we never got the picture.
I sure hope not, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that happens, I suppose.
Well, you know? But it's at least proved that we can do, in theory, what the hard part is. It's always the details that'll come and smack you upside the head. But we'll see. It's not over. And these guys are, I mean, they were so jubilant a couple of hours ago. Yeah. And then, you know.
The ESA, too, has kind of had their hard luck with exactly that sort of thing, like radio contact, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was their Mars probe that immediately it landed on the surface and then they lost contact with it.
Yeah. We're better at radio than they are.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, they should, Shane, they should. Would you go into space if you had the option?
You know, I've thought about it. Yeah, I think I probably would. I mean, you know, kind of like the interstellar thing. I have a family, so I'd be worried about that aspect, but boy, it'd be tough to pass that up, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about it. As I said, I worked on the program at one point,
yeah.
And I was the only one who could get my hand through one of the apertures. And I thought, yeah. You know, that they're either going to have to send me or enlarge the aperture, which,
right.
Strangely enough, they decided to enlarge the aperture. But I'm a little claustrophobic, and, you know, if I were going to go, I'd much rather be a Russian cosmonaut because their payloads were so much larger. I mean, that you could stand up and walk around. The U.S. ones, you were basically shoehorned into a sardine can. And all the astronauts were basically short. So I don't know. And plus, you know, the more that you see things like Interstellar or Gravity, the more you realize that, you know, that you can't get out and walk around.
Yeah, a lot can go wrong.
Yeah, it's not even that a lot can go wrong. It's that it's the claustrophobia that would probably bother me more than anything else.
The
launch would be kind of exciting. But the idea, if they had either larger capsules or I could open a window occasionally, I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean,
blow in the
there's a part
space.
Of me, yeah, that would really love to go in. A part of me that thinks being locked up and knowing that you couldn't. And the idea of sort of the suspended animation where you get you take a pill and lock yourself in for the next 40 years, that doesn't really appeal to me a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Don't they say too this planned colony on Mars that they've been talking about for a few years? Basically, I mean that's a one way trip. You're making the decision that you're going to go there and be there for the rest of your life. You know, so that's pretty heavy duty.
I mean, most of space travel that we've done, people have come back.
Yeah, I believe with that one, though, they worry that the amount of time that it would take to get there and then...
Well, that's it. I mean, the idea being, this is that you're going to find this in Interstellar as well, is that, you know, the idea of traveling at the speed of light and that you're going to places that are essentially already died, so that and getting back would be, you know, everybody you know would be gone and dead. And so
theory of relativity, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the thing with the Mars colony, too, is that besides the trip there and then setting up the colony, by the time you got back, I think they worried that your muscles would have weakened so much that you would have a lot of trouble when you got back.
I don't know. They worried about that so much, and that was the original idea about space travel is that zero-G. But it turns out that there are exercises you can do and that they create artificial gravity and stuff like that. That was one of the things that they worried about the most that turned out to be... It turns out that the motion sickness is a major issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the vomit comet. You know, so,
right,
yeah.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about... you know, I guess that's one of the things we could ask people, except I think it's such a yes or no kind of thing and why people would go. I think that basically the reason that people would want to go is just the idea of something new and something that hadn't really been seen, the idea of seeing the Earth from that distance. And I think the reason people don't want to go is, you know, leaving family behind and the physical
danger.
Rigors of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, the danger, I think if you have any interest in it all, that the danger isn't what isn't going to tippy way.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
But if you're interested in seeing something new and wonderful, that there's... That it's not the danger. For me, it's not the danger. It's the claustrophobia.
Yeah, sure.
Because danger, I mean, you know, who knows? You can walk down the street and get hit
right.
by a...
Good point.
You know, a falling whatever. All right, so let's do technology making us more social or not. So we'll fit in with our technology.
Our earlier
theme.
Technology, yeah.
Yeah.
So we asked, do you think technology is making us less social? Why or why not? Felicity chimes in. She says, the question to me can be answered two ways. I guess it depends on what social means to you. I feel I'm more social because I can talk to so many people at once by posting on a website or Facebook post. I can talk to my friends and family hundreds of miles away through sites and texting. But on the other hand, I would rather play Candy Crush than talk to a stranger on the subway. So, heck yes, she says.
Well,
yeah, it goes both ways, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, Candy Crush, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that one of the ones that makes all those stupid noises?
Yeah, yes.
The stupid noises. I could do without the stupid noises. Yeah. Mute them, folks. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's one my wife used to love to play.
Okay.
Anyways. another chimes in. Yes, because I'm typing on Facebook. But the web and technology can be used to get other people to connect face-to-face. The next step in evolution of the web, Web 3.0.
Well, I think people, my guess is that more and more people are going to have cameras, you know, so we can actually see each other and whatever. And I'll tell you, I mean, I got a number of people who got in touch with me saying, you know, that, you know, happy birthday or, you know, I saw you on whatever. So I think that I think as somebody pointed out, it's not obviously one or the other. I mean, the obvious answer is no, that we're all sort of hooked up, and so we're tuned out. But I don't think it's that straightforward.
No, absolutely not. Marie says, no, not in my case. She says she loves the new technology. Loretta says, absolutely. Just go to any restaurant and see tables of families, tables of dates, etc. If anyone is talking to each other, I can tell you it's rare to go into a public place and not see people that are together spending time not with each other, but, you know, looking at their phones or their computers or
whatever. Well, that's it. People walking down the street holding hands and each of them talking on their phone. And I'm thinking,
right. Wow.
There's something really wrong with this picture.
Yeah. Carrie says, yes, I wish cell phones would go away.
Grr.
Well, you could make your cell phone go away.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then our last addition here, Beth says, it goes both ways. She says, I too dislike seeing families and friends not conversing around the table. However, I've connected with old school friends and family who have moved to a different city.
Yeah, there is. It's a way of keeping in touch that, you know, that hasn't really necessarily been there so much. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Got about a half hour left with you. Good time to call me, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dave, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you doing, Dr. Joy?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you today?
It's wonderful to talk to you. I'm doing well. I got a bad cold.
Oh, no. Well, everybody's kind of suffering this time of year. Let's see if we can lighten your nasal passages from the inside. What can I do to help you?
The subject matter last night was, I think, something about honesty and integrity, trust, and such. And I've been dealing with a situation for over 2 years. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I won't say names, but an attorney did a very horrific thing in falsifying deeds and And it was just a major expense to me, a loss, $52,000, which is a lot of money.
Sure.
Finding an attorney to combat this individual was nearly impossible. Nobody wants to touch it.
All right, let me stop you for just 1 second. Because do you have proof that this guy falsified? Do you have the original records that you can show the discrepancy?
Oh, yeah. He's done it before.
All right, let me suggest something to you rather than getting another lawyer. You can go to the North Carolina Bar Association, and I think it's either free or it's like very little money, to file a complaint. And you don't need a lawyer. And not only can you recover damages in most states, but you can actually get him disbarred.
He should be disbarred, but for some reason that hasn't...
Well, but have you... Have you filed with the Bar Association? Have you filed a complaint?
I haven't. I thought I wouldn't have a chance of getting my money back.
Well, I mean, it's worth it. And you can ask them how... I mean, I don't know... Listen, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know... Even if I were a lawyer, I wouldn't know every state's rules. But I understand it's very difficult to get a lawyer to sue another lawyer, because it's like getting a doctor to sue another doctor, a psychologist to sue another psychologist, or a contractor to sue another contractor. Nobody really wants to do it because it's a small community, it's a small world, it can come back to haunt you. So, but there are ways to go about this, and the Bar Association, I would certainly, if very least, give them a call, and you can probably find their address online, and then ask them for whom, you know, how you can proceed on this. That you want your money back, number one, but you also want to file a complaint to protect other people in the future. You may be able to get in touch with a Better Business Bureau, and then find out from that, once you have some clout, once you have some leverage, then you may be able to find a lawyer who's willing to take you on. And what I would probably do after I'd gone to the Bar Association is I would go to the local law school. And I would go to a law professor, because it may be that, you know, a lawyer who has a lot to lose would not take you on. But if you've got the proof, if you've got the goods, you may either get a professor to do it or a law student to do it. Don't give up, and don't spend a lot of money where you're not sure that you're going to get any real return on your investment at this moment. But there are other things you can do, and it's a profession that really needs to be monitored. And I think to a large extent that ethical lawyers really care about the fact that unethical lawyers, just the same way as psychologists or physicians or dentists or any other realtors, anybody else, cares about weeding out the unethical, because it makes everybody look bad. So I wouldn't give up on this. I'm perfectly willing to go ahead with this with you, but it just occurs to me that you need some unimpeachable source where you don't have to lay out a lot of money at this moment on speculation, because you're already out $52,000. What was the nature of the $52,000? What happened about this? What's the story here?
There was a development process going on downtown. Wilmington was trying to sort of turn itself around a little bit. And someone I know that does dabbles in real estate introduced me to a friend or someone he knew who did a lot of commercial business, apparently, and had a reputation that preceded him. But underneath all that, this person's just a career criminal. And what happened was, I loaned the money towards a restaurant, which was a key component for a block.
Right.
But I was supposed to have collateral of the house that was completely paid off, which was cleared by this attorney. And the title, all the deeds were falsified. And this attorney had everything to do with that. I mean, the individual used a number of others to play this thing out, but the attorney was the one that did the deed.
You know, I'd also call the Attorney General's office. I mean, you're talking about fraud here. You're talking about major league fraud.
It is fraud, but it's like they don't... It's unbelievable.
Well, I get it. I mean, I've had several situations in my life, lamentably, in the last couple of years, that have been, if not identical, very similar. And I understand how frustrating it is, because bureaucracies are really set up to keep you away from anybody who has any real power or resource. But if you're tenacious, you can sometimes prevail, and what you need to do is figure out where your clout lies. And if you've got the goods on it, as I said, I would not choose one path. I would do the shotgun approach. I would get in touch with the Attorney General. I would get in touch with the Better Business Bureau. I would get in touch whomever. I mean, there's probably a bond issue involved if you're talking about downtown Wilmington. So that, and things like, you know, development, there may be federal funds involved. I mean, I wouldn't rest on this one. I'd do the Bar Association. I would do everything, because if you've got fraud involved and you've got this many municipalities involved, I go to the newspaper about it. Make sure you have the goods, because if you don't, they will go after you. But if you've got the goods, if you can prove, and you've got things in writing, I would just be relentless about it. You know, people think that you have to be lucky or you have to know people. I don't think either of those are true. All you have to do is be tenacious and be right. Although being right in and of itself is not enough, because you have to be tenacious. The system is really set up to keep you away from anybody who has any ability to, who has any resources. That's why people have shell corporations, and that's why people have lawyers, and yada yada. But if you've got a little bit of time and you've got proof, just go to everybody. Go to the newspapers, go to the Attorney General, go to the Better Business Bureau, go to the North Carolina Bar Association, go to the law school.
Well, I did find an attorney eventually. He has been able to get the Lawyers Mutual, which is the insurance for this attorney, to be willing to pay not quite half of the money, which is not acceptable to me. And so what I found out is that he's done this sort of thing before. They just seem to get what they can out of someone and then move
well,
on
then,
and get the next one.
Dave, that's an additional reason to decide that you're going to be Don Quixote here, that you're going to be the knight in shining armor, that you know, that you're going to protect, not only try and recover some of your funds, but that you're going to make the world safer for people who are a bit innocent. I mean, listen, my sense of righteous indignation is a fearsome thing to behold. I'm really fairly easygoing until I feel like somebody's trying to cheat me. And then, man, the gloves are off. And I will hang in there. And I don't always win, but I win a lot more than you'd probably predict, just because I never yell, I never threaten, I just hang in there. I am really tenacious. And people at some point just want you to go away. And especially if they're trying to do it again, and you have all sorts of little legal things filed. The legal things don't even have to be effective. All they have to do is be on notice someplace. And somebody who's trying, this guy's trying to raise money again, or he has to go through the feds, or somebody's doing some investigation, and your little name pops up that says fraud, they're going to come to do business with you. Make sure you've got the goods, though, and that may be a useful thing to have somebody consult with you about, to say, yeah, you need to prove this, it needs to be notarized, you need whatever it is, so that, because if not, you're a little guy and they're big guys, and they have legal people on their staff, so they will happily go after you. So make sure you have the goods. But if you've got the goods, don't give up. And if you need to, decide it's not only about money, it's about making the world a safer place for yahoos like you and me. That we're naive and we believe people. Because it sounds like you did due diligence. You did everything you could to protect yourself, and you just didn't expect people to cheat you. So decide that this is going to be your new, and it may take a while, but you know, presumably you're not in any hurry. The money's already gone. So the question is, can you get it back, number one, and can you sort of right a serious wrong? So don't give up, but go every place and file papers every place. And it really does work. Okay? Don't give up.
That's great. Thank you so much.
If nothing else, you won't feel like as much a victim anymore. Because I know, for me, I mean, I view myself as a smart woman. I know I'm naive. I get it. Everybody reminds me on a daily basis. And, you know, my crew does. But I'm not stupid. And so when I get cheated, there's a part of me that just feels so hurt and so angry and so stupid. And I've learned that the way to combat those feelings is just to fight back. And as I said, I'm never nasty, I never threaten, I never raise my voice, but man, I don't go away either. Alrighty?
I like it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, earlier in the program I was talking about kind of weird things that seem to coalesce at the same time. And here's another one of my synchronicities, all right?
Yeah.
I talked about Rosetta today, which, you know, hopefully they'll figure out how to get the probe to... I mean, it landed on the comet, but it didn't disperse the harpoons, so they're not transmitting radio signals.
Okay. So are these harpoons, do they work as sort of a like a transmitter?
Well, I think they, first of all, they anchor it to the comet.
Yeah, you bet.
So it may be bouncing around some.
Ah, okay.
You know, and as you know, you need to have kind of a stable platform to be able to transmit.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's so far away, and there's so many things that could potentially go wrong, and they were so jubilant that the landing actually worked beautifully. It just then, and as you
know,
electronics are not happy about a whole lot of movement,
definitely,
and a whole lot of jiggling around.
Do we know where this comet is located? I mean, I'm sure we do. Have you read into that? Do you know where it's located?
A long way away.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Right, I'm wondering if it's...
And it's traveling pretty fast. So.
Right.
I know that we had to get beyond Mars in terms of the gravity. So.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
obviously in this solar system, but I don't know that we know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's moving fast. So.
See, that's what I was thinking, is that it was somewhere just past Mars, but yeah.
Well, I know we had to get past the gravity of Mars. We had the slingshot thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't know more than that. And
I
don't know.
Look that up, yeah.
Yeah, check it out. I don't know. All right, so, but talking about synchronicity, all right, here's we have a lot of listeners who listen to us in Detroit. Apparently, they have a new road sign that says, "Don't veer for deer," which sounds silly unless you've ever sort of, that it turns out that 12 motorists and 1,200 people were hurt in deer vehicular crashes
absolutely.
In 2013.
Yep.
I mean, deers are big. And apparently this is a month where you have to watch out for them because they're more active because of mating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
Yep.
So the idea being that you're not supposed to... They said they have 1.75 million... has a 1.75 million strong deer herd. That's a lot of deer.
Yeah.
And they travel in groups. So this is hunting season has just started as well, which ends at the end of the month.
Which kind of keeps them on the move as well, you know?
Yeah. So the idea being, you're supposed to, here are the new rules. Some of them seem a little silly, but stay awake, alert, and sober.
Yeah,
I mean, that does seem to me
maybe,
that,
huh?
And it turns out that workers were rescued from the 69th floor of the scaffolding at One World Trade Center.
Oh,
so they're
good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Always wear a safety belt. Be especially alert at dawn and dusk. Those are hard times to see anyway. So if you see one deer slow down, chances are there are others nearby. If a crash is unavoidable, don't swerve. Brake firmly. Hold on to the steering wheel. Stay in your lane and bring your car to a controlled stop.
Okay, sure.
All right, so here's why this, other than the fact that it's kind of cute, the don't veer for deer. I mean, because you lose control of things. And the deer's moving, and deers are they're big. They weigh like a ton or something. I mean, they're big.
Yeah, yep.
And apparently there are things like the antlers can come through your
windshield. Yeah, yep,
yeah.
Yeah,
and impale you. It's not, I mean, it's if you live in an urban area, it sounds kind of like something out of a cartoon. It's not funny at all. So it's a serious thing.
Oh, we have a ton of them here in the Twin Cities, in the urban area. I mean, there's all kinds of deer.
Yeah. Well, and here, around here, most people worry about them, not so much on the roads, although that's part of it, but of the tick fever.
The deer ticks.
Right. So one of the reasons that this grabbed me is I actually saw The Judge over the weekend. I had missed it when it came around, and the review will be up in the next couple of days. But one of the things, Robert Downey Jr. has got the world's worst haircut, but it's really a much better movie than the reviews would have and the standings would have let you believe. I mean, it's a little sappy, and I think that's why people got a little upset with it. But the performances are great, and Robert Downey Jr. has got the world's worst haircut in it. But one of the things that he talks about is the difference between hitting, you know, a bunny rabbit on the road and hitting a deer or a turtle. Which sort of made me... So I thought, and one of the other things, which I think maybe we'll put up today, because I thought the veer for deer was, you know, was a great bumper sticker, and sort of give people an opportunity to write whatever they want to put up as a bumper sticker.
They can make it up, or one
that they've seen.
Yeah.
And that also made me think about the movie, because at one point when he's doing jury selection, he's talking with Dax Shepard, who plays the kind of young... completely inexperienced local yokel lawyer
sure.
who's going to try and get his Robert Duvall off on this, you know, involuntary manslaughter or voluntary manslaughter charge. And he says, well, who do we want on our jury? And he says, people who swallow their own tongues.
Nice.
But he actually asked people on the jury, which I thought was a brilliant jury selection. If I were a lawyer, I would absolutely steal it. Of how many of you have bumper stickers on your car? And people raise. And he wants to know what the bumper stickers say. And that's how he determines jury selection. And the one that's the very best, and I'm not giving away any plot, I promise, except one maybe funny line. And you're going to have a hard time finding a movie anyway, because it'll be on Netflix, it's not around. Is the guy says he has a bumper sticker, and he says, it says, lost my wife and my dog, reward for my dog.
Oh, man.
So
that'll get you in trouble.
There are some seriously. So I thought what we'd put up on Facebook is just, if Veer for Deer is a good one. And it also makes some sense, actually.
Yes, yeah. Here you go, Joy. Go ahead and say what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just looked at the states with the highest deer car collision rates.
Yeah.
Number one, Minnesota.
There you go. Congratulations.
We also have a much larger animal here that can cause way more damage, and that's the moose. And, that's bad news.
Even more so.
I mean, people get killed.
Well, it turns out. Yeah, I know it sounds silly.
These are 6,000-pound animals. You know, I mean, they're humongous. So
6,000 pounds. That's 3 tons.
Yeah. Moose are. I think
are really that much bigger.
They're bigger than your car. I mean, they're bigger and heavier than your car. It's unbelievable. If you see them in person, you don't realize. Until you see them, which I have a couple times. I mean, they're incredibly huge. They're amazing. Amazing animals, definitely.
Wow.
So, yeah. Let's see. New York is on the list. It's way down here, but
Well, because upstate New York is going to have some.
Yeah, quite a few up there, I'm sure. Yeah, one in 145... accidents are an encounter with a deer.
How many?
One in 145.
Are with a deer?
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, in Minnesota.
That's a lot.
It's one in 40.
That's like a half of 1%.
Yeah, it's one in 40 here in Minnesota. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So, yeah.
So veer for deer. Don't veer for deer.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't veer for deer.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Don't. But do give us a bumper sticker. 845-99 Dr. Joy Brown. Be nice to Bambi. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.